Good morning and welcome again to another episode of the Bernard Bergen podcast. Here we are. It is March 2020. So the first quarter of the year is almost over. Are you still on track or are you playing catch up? One of the reasons I'm asking that is when I meet with clients, when I talk to individuals right now, January's over, February's over, we're right here in March. What I clearly realize, it's right here that many of us lose momentum. It's right here in March that many of us start to have competing priorities. And one of the things you have to ask yourself quite consistently is what changed. Because if you can focus on what changed, mindset, some health strategies, then you can reassess the momentum you have. Maybe there's things you need to start doing again. Maybe there's things you need to stop doing so that your momentum picks up. We're only 3 months into the new decade, but what I'm hearing consistently is that people have lost focus. Some people have let urgencies, things that show up that demand your attention, take the place of priorities. And when that occurs, my challenge to you is stop what you're doing, assess where you're at, and just really focus on what did you start doing and what you stopped doing. Now, for me, as I look at my process, what I've learned in just studying myself is that while I'm expanding and connecting with people in a more organic way, that has taken time away from my quiet time, my meditation time. And yes, while I can still get those strategies in, my meditation, my quiet time, the amount of time has changed. And the amount of results that I get from those quiet spaces has also changed. So for me, the one thing that I'm going to do to close out March, to prepare for Q2, is put more quiet time on my calendar. Now, that's an example of self-assessing. What is your example? What can you look at and see that you started doing this and it's caused some negative results, or you stopped doing this and it's caused some negative results? I don't want this episode to be something that you just listen to, you nod your head, and you say, wow, that was great information. I want you to turn up the momentum so that as Q2 shows up, you are right where you need to be with focus, challenging yourself to stay consistent with your priorities, and truly dialing in what makes you great at what you bring to the marketplace. The more I do this, the more I self-assess, the more I dial in what makes me great to the marketplace, my family benefits, and the ripple effect, my community benefits, and as the ripple effect continues, my country benefits and the world benefits. I think so many times we want to do something great and we want to start with the great idea, the great strategy. And it's the small things that build momentum that lead to the big things. So as I wrap this episode, I want to ask you, what are you doing that you need to do more of? Keep that momentum going. What are you doing that you need to do less of? Shift your strategy, shift your focus. And lastly, what can you dial in on? Like for me, it's my quiet time. I need more quiet time on my calendar. That will shift not just how you're thinking, but how you are executing, how you are getting things done. If you need any help with these strategies, any help with this type of self-assessment, reach out to me as someone who gets to coach and walk through certain seasons of life with other human beings. I am telling you, the ability to self-assess in each step of the way, step of your journey, is what will keep you locked in to those distant shores that you are destined to reach. You guys have a phenomenal day. Enjoy the rest of your business week. And if you need me, reach out. Take care.